From the comedian behind the popular parenting blog The Ugly Volvo comes a spin on the traditional baby milestone book. In lieu of a place to lovingly capture all the classic first times, the first time the baby sleeps through the night, or the first tooth, or the first haircut, the new book Welcome to the Club gives a nod to the less talked about first times, the feeling of pure terror when baby rolls off the bed or the sofa or the changing table for the first time, the first explosive diaper situation, and the first time baby eats something disgusting off the ground. These moments are rarely documented, but they are all too realistic. Raquel Diapis is a humor writer and founder of the blog The Ugly Volvo. She has just written the new book, Welcome to the Club, 100 Parenting Milestones You Never Saw Coming. The book is published by Chronicle, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Raquel Diapis to the roundtable this morning. Raquel, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
What brought you from blog to book?
The publishing company that asked me if I would write a book. Chronicle approached me. I had a blog post called Baby Book of Disasters, which was about a lot of the quote-unquote disasters that happen in your first year. And they said, could you come up with maybe 100 of these? And I was like, wow, I'm right in the middle of it. I could come up with like 300 if you'd like them. And they just asked if you could take the word disasters out of the title, which is where we are now.
So instead, they're milestones. They're not disasters.
The thing is, when they're happening to you, they are disasters. When these things are happening, I mean, it's a funny book, and my take on all of them is humorous, but when they are happening, please make, I mean, obviously when you are crying in the parking lot of a Target, you're not like, this is going to be funny someday. It's horrible. But in retrospect, it is a little bit funny.
So when did you start to find it funny? I mean, was that immediate for you that you realized that you had something to write about?
I think I started to find individual things funny when I would try to describe them to other people, and I would be trying to get across how horrible they were. And when you're describing it, you're like, no, this is kind of just like an I Love Lucy episode, like a comedy of errors, basically. But when it's happening, it's hard to wrap your mind around that.
You have a section in the book that's simply called, "This is disgusting, please send reinforcements." There's a lot of disgusting things when it comes to being a parent.
Oh. I feel like anyone who's had, and again, my oldest son now is 3.5, so I have no experience beyond that. I'm only in that area right now. Someone the other day asked, they were like, well, have you ever caught a child's vomit in your cupped hands? And I was like, not only have I done it, I was so proud of myself that I had saved the carpet. I feel like everyone's done that.
Do you realize how quickly you get over it? I mean, there's that momentary thing of, oh, dear, or oh, God, or whatever word you want to replace with that, which is I have poop in my hand, to this was not a normal thing, and now this is a normal thing.
I think it's the more you talk to other parents, and again, all of the milestones in the book are things that most of them I was incredibly hesitant to talk to people about because I felt like I was a horrific failure. And the more I would kind of admit things to people, I would say 95% of the time, the other person would be like, oh yeah, me too. Which was what, so I just started kind of testing and throwing out more and more things. And I was amazed. I was like, literally everyone is living in this crazy comedy of errors. And most of the time it is disgusting. I mean, yeah, anyone who has kids, I mean, have a laundry machine in your house if that is at all possible.
You do what you just said about talking with other parents. You have a section in the book, Interactions with Other Adults. How did those interactions change from the time when you were not a parent to when you become a parent?
I mean, there's a lot of different adults that you interact with. It's hard because there's this mix of you have this new creature that you're learning to understand. You want to talk about it constantly because it's so bizarre and weird, and because for at least the first 3 months, it is basically your whole life. And then you have other people where you're like, you know, I'd also like to still be a person and maybe talk about, I don't know, the news or anything that doesn't involve cutting a onesie off a newborn because it's covered in feces. You're like, you want to be in touch with the normal world and what's going on. It's this weird back and forth between wanting to vent about having a child and wanting to still be like a normal adult.
And you seem to be just, in the book, just seeking some form of normalcy, whatever that may be.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, it. I guess it's realizing that the craziness is normal, that this is, I guess, the new normal, at least for now. And I guess realizing that. That's why the book, I was like, it's intended for new parents to read before you get into this. Because once you get into it, it's just kind of madness. But if you know in advance what you're getting into, so that when they happen, even if it feels like a disaster, at least in the back of your head, you can kind of go, okay, this is probably not as bad as it seems right now. Let's give it a couple hours and see if the baby's still doing okay.
Is it better to have that partner? Is it better to have the spouse, another person within the relationship to help you in this? So it's a team effort.
Definitely it's a team. I would love to carve a medal for every single parent who has ever attempted this on their own. I tip 1,000 hats to them. I really think I was like, they should have relationships with 4 people to rate, because 2 a lot of times is definitely not enough. I don't know who set up that system. But definitely, I told someone, I was like, some days it's me, my husband, and our Samsung television, because sometimes we need his help too. And I was like, you don't want to rely on that. Obviously, we are very lucky. We have, my parents are nearby, his parents are nearby. But the one thing more than anything that you need when you have a child is help.
Yeah. And it does, I mean, it's cliche at this point, but it does take a village. And you realize that of just how important it is to have that circle of friends.
Yeah. No, I mean, friends, family, anyone who can, whenever people are like, what can I do for you? And I was like, if you can hold this baby for a couple hours so I can get some sleep, that would be the equivalent of giving me $1,000.
You do talk about this, because we think of things like Dr. Spock and other books like it. And you have a section in here stolen from the traditional baby book. So there are things that are put out there to help new parents. How did you find that information? Was that helpful?
How did I find the traditional information?
Yes.
Some of it, I'm not a big parenting book reader. I'm very much I'll just make a lot of mistakes and we'll see what happens from there, which is an interesting way to go about raising a newborn.
Your kid's a guinea pig. There you go.
Hey, he's still, whenever they're like, how's your kid? I was like, he's still around. We're still doing okay. So I still got him. You do a lot of late night Googling of terms on your phone, you know, baby throw up yellow normal ? There's a lot of message boards and a lot of things where you're like, look, I really think I need to try whatever term X. Has anyone else done this? And I would go online, and if I found one woman on a message board in 2006 who was like, I tried this and it was fine, I was like, all right, I think I'm clear. I think I can do this. But a lot of it is trusting your own instinct. And the thing about the book, about Welcome to the Club, is that it's not a book of advice. Because when I first had a kid, all the books that I had were of advice, and they all said different things, and I had no idea which way. I was like, all right, so forget all of these. And it's basically just a book that says, look, kids get raised a lot of different ways and turn out okay. So don't beat yourself up about whatever you're doing. You're going to be stressed, but don't lose your mind over whatever crazy thing happens. It's going to be okay.
This is sort of a none of my damn business question, but I'm going to ask it sort of overall in general. But it does have to come in play when a couple thinks about, oh, should we have another child?
Oh, I mean, well, we just had another child 6-7 weeks ago today.
Oh, congratulations. Very nice.
Yeah, so I was like, so I'm going on about 5 hours of sleep right now, so please excuse anything I say that is ridiculous. And which is one of the things, I think there are a lot of books written about parenting and kids, and this is one of the fewer books that deals with the craziness of, like, right when they're born, because that's what I was going through while I was writing it, more or less. And now we're on to round 2, which is also the last round. I will be very clear to everyone who said, are you thinking? And I was like, not in a million. We are so done with this. It has been a wonderful and wild ride. And we are happy to wrap it up after this guy.
Well, the book is very funny, very amusing, and very helpful. It is entitled Welcome to the Club, 100 Parenting Milestones You Never Saw Coming. It is published by Chronicle Books. Raquel Diapisa, I thank you very much for being with us. Congratulations on your new edition, and thank you very much for spending time with us on only 5 hours of sleep.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
A great pleasure. Thank you. Again, the name of the book, Welcome to the Club. It's published by Chronicle. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.